shortage of pasture for animals has been identified as a major challenge that is causing conflicts between refugees and host community members in Rhino Camp refugee settlement this dry season. According to Robert Taban,
the weather itself is another problem. Rhino Camp is very hot and it's going to affect us most. Way back in South Sudan, we are used to untying our animals. Reaching dry season like this, animals are free. They get for themselves their food.
Rosemary Kideni, a refugee at Ochia Zone, says feeding their animals has become a challenge.
Right now, it is dry season. The grass has dried up. So, and you keep tying them, even feeding them, it is hard.
Robert Ezati, a host community member, has attributed lack of pasture this season to bush burning.
Then the issue of animals is still a constant problem. Their feeding grass is already burned. Others are lost. Therefore, they don't have a good place to be grazed.
However, Jean-Pierre Dalema, who works with the Office of the Prime Minister at Rhino Camp Refugee Settlement, advises both parties to tie their animals so as to avoid conflicts.
And for sure, how people have animals and how many don't have. If you two, three have animals and the rest don't have, and you want your animal to go and feed on the crops of the others, then you're causing more harm than good.
Other challenges affecting the refugee and host community members at Rhino Camp include water shortage and theft of animals.